Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you.
Christmas feels very different this year. Trying to be normal, knowing that we can't. Together, and yet apart.
Delivering for Shepherd.
As we try to make the best of things. As we try to find some order in all the chaos. As nothing feels quite right. What we're all looking for this Christmas is a bit of hope. Hope for the future. Hope for our families and friends. Hope that everything is going to be okay. And that's exactly what Christmas is all about.
Hey guys.
The hope of a child coming into the world to make sense of all the chaos. To rescue a world that was falling apart. To rescue you. Look to Jesus this Christmas. He can change your life.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas season to you all. Welcome back to the Winning Everyday podcast. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Today's devotional topic is, I see him. Our anchor scripture is from Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, which says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. Have you ever considered that the stories in the Bible often stretch beyond the moment? They carry a long-term vision, a destiny yet to unfold? One such example is the story of the prophet Balaam. Though he was a foreign prophet, hired by the king of Moab to curse Israel, God instead used him to pronounce a blessing and a prophecy. In fearful obedience, Balaam climbed a high place, looked out over Israel, and received a vision of someone not yet born, yet someone real. Through spiritual sight rather than physical sight, he saw him. That's staggering. Sometimes, God gives us glimpses of what's far ahead, not in what we see around us now, but in the spiritual realm. And those glimpses are meant to anchor our faith and stir our hope. What I see him means for us this Christmas. 1. Hope beyond the present delays. Balaam said, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. That phrase reminds us. Sometimes the fulfillment is delayed, but that doesn't make the promise any less real or sure. Are you in a season of waiting? Maybe you feel God's promises are delayed, but this Christmas season, I want to encourage you, keep seeing him. Keep faith alive. 2. The promise of authority, victory, and deliverance. The star and scepter imagery point to power, kingship, sovereignty. A ruler coming out of Jacob. The prophecy says this ruler will overcome and bring victory, spiritual, moral, eternal. For us, that means the king we celebrate this season is not just humble and gentle, but sovereign, victorious, and powerful over every battle we face. 3. A call to spiritual vision and expectancy. Seeing him isn't just looking at Christmas decorations or nativity scenes. It's looking in the spirit. It's recognizing that what God promised is real, even if we don't yet see with our eyes. Challenges us to live in hope, expectation, readiness. As one commentary says, Balaam saw with the eyes of prophecy, spiritual vision. Let me speak the word of God over your life today. I declare that in this Christmas season, you will see him, not just in glowing stars or decorations, but in the depth of your heart, in the quiet whispers of hope, in deliverance from every stronghold in Jesus' name. I decree the star and scepter promised in ancient prophecy now shine over your life, bringing authority, breakthrough, and unstoppable victory. Those delays will bow. Waiting seasons will end. The promised king will show up for you, bringing renewal, joy, and peace in Jesus' mighty name. Now, a question for your heart. Where have you been waiting for God to show up? In your family, your finances, your relationships, or your purpose? Can you shift from waiting in fear or frustration to waiting with vision, with hope, with expectancy that I see him? If that stirs something in you, take heart. The same God who inspired that prophecy is alive, and he sees you. As the psalmist said, "Hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption." Psalm 130, verse 7. Spend time in quiet today. Meditate on Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. Picture yourself seeing the star rising from Jacob, the scepter rising from Israel, and then imagine that same star and scepter shining over your life. And here's the action point for the day. Write down one area of your life where you're waiting, and write a prayer declaring, "I see you, Lord. I trust you. I expect your breakthrough." Keep that prayer somewhere visible this week and revisit it daily. Finally, family, this season, not just of tinsel and gifts, but of promise and prophecy. Let us lift our eyes. Let's see him, our promised king, shining like a star, ruling with a scepter of love, mercy, and power. As we go, let's take our confession of faith. Together, say it in confidence with me. I see him. I behold him. The star of promise shines over my life. The scepter of his authority rules over my circumstances. Victory is mine through him. Hope is alive. Salvation has come. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise, the glorious, hope-filled promise of the one who was to come. Thank you that in this Christmas season you allow us to see him by faith, even when he is not yet fully visible. Lord, open the eyes of our hearts. Let your star shine over every dark place in our lives. Let your scepter rule over every challenge, every fear, every uncertainty. We receive your victory, your peace, your joy. Guide our steps today and lead us in your purpose. We commit this day into your hands, believing that you are faithful. Bless and lift us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this word has touched you, perhaps even brought hope, I encourage you to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Let's spread the light. Thank you for joining the Winning Everyday podcast. May you see him, may you know him, may you walk in his triumph. Happy Christmas season.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections. refuse.
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.